following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, Refuge family, again. It's 12:15, and it's Monday. It's still June 22nd, and we're going to try this again. Pastor Chase graciously understands tech difficulties happen, and we figured it out, and we're going to start afresh right now. So let's tune in. Take it away, my brother.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Yeah, it kind of feels like a Groundhog Day. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie before, but you know what? We're going to see it as a practice, and that was good. Today, I actually want to start our time by going to a verse in Hebrews 13. In Hebrews 13, we're told that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And what an amazing promise that is to for us as believers, in light of just who Scripture tells us that He is, that God is never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. Man, what an amazing gift that is. And yet, I would say, what an easy thing to forget in the midst of challenging circumstances and in the midst of busyness. You know, most of you guys are probably familiar with the passage in Matthew 14, but it's a story we find there of Peter and the other disciples. They're out on the boat, and Jesus tells them to cross to the other side of the lake that they're on. And while there, the waves are coming, and Jesus is walking on water. And so they thought he was actually a ghost, and they say, "Hey, Jesus, if that's really you, would you?" Peter says, actually, he says, "If that's really you, would you allow me to come out and walk to you?" So Peter actually starts taking steps outside of the boat, walks on the water to Jesus, and in the middle of walking on the water, he looks to the side and he sees the waves coming towards him. And at that moment, the reality of those waves became bigger than the reality of the fact of who had just called him and who was there with him. And I think that's actually a great picture of sometimes what goes on inside all of us, where we see the circumstances, we see the hardships, we see the challenges, and this sometimes becomes bigger than the fact that, hey, God is actually with us. Hey, God has actually called us to these different things. So how then do we not forget this amazing truth that we are promised that God will never leave us nor forsake us? And so I want to give you guys just three biblical disciplines that will help us and that have been helpful for me, especially in light of this season, to be able to walk in the reality of just God being with us. So number one is God's word. I think that is one that maybe probably goes without saying, but man, it is so vital and important that we are daily in God's word. And I say that because according to a recent Lifeway study that was done, when it comes to people that would identify themselves as Christians, it's actually said that only 11% have actually read through the entire Bible, with a great majority having read maybe only a few chapters before, and 33% actually only reading a few sentences before, or maybe none of God's word at all. So though I would love to assume that that's all of us, hey, that we're digging in daily, I know that, man, for some of us, it's still a practice that we need to begin. And so maybe no one's told you yet, but there's such a of why it's important, but it is so important. Scripture itself would say, hey, the reason it's important is because it's God's word. In 2 Timothy 3, we're told that this is God's inspired word, meaning he breathed life into it. In the same way of the beginning of Scripture, he breathed life into the human beings, right? God's spirit in Scripture breathes life into it. And Scripture is not just this disconnected, bunch of sayings or rules. Scripture is this big, one overarching story, which tells us about God and his redemption and what he's done for his people. But Scripture also is not meant to be just inspiration, D.L. Moody would say, but it's meant for our transformation. Right? It's meant to change us as we are faced with the realities of who God is, as we're faced with the realities of the way that he's made things, as we're faced with the realities of this life, right? We're able to cling to God in the midst of it, and we're able to, and we're called to actually be changed by it. Actually, Scripture would tell us in Romans, it says that, you know, we're not to be conformed, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hebrews 4 tells us that actually God's word gets into the deepest recesses of who we are, and it's meant to do that to be able to change us, right? James 1 would tell us that God's word is meant to be kind of, it's meant to come out in our actions. It's meant to, we're not meant to just look at it and then go away and be like, hey, I guess that's cool. But it's meant to be like, all right, hey, this is the reality of where I am. God, I need you. And God, help me to walk this out. And what's also amazing about scripture, especially in a season like this, is it reminds us that God has been faithful to his people. He's been faithful in the past. He's been faithful, and he will be faithful in the present, and he will be faithful in the future. And so, again, as we read scripture, we're reminded and our faith actually grows as we are able to see just who our God is. And again, the more you read it, the more you're able to just trust the fact that, man, God, you are good and you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I can trust that. Secondly, the next discipline that I want to encourage you guys just in this time frame to be aware of God's presence is silence and solitude. Now, this is a challenging one for most of us. Right, most of us, the moment that we wake up to the moment that we go to sleep, there's emails, there's podcasts, there's TV shows, there's social media, there's the voices of our families and just friends, coworkers. There's constantly things that are going on inside of us, and it feels like for most of us, hey, as soon as we get up, we just got to keep going. But man, what I have found is it is so good to have moments where you're just still before the Lord. As the psalmist said in Psalm 46, he says, be still and know that he's God. We see this actually in Jesus' ministry. In Luke chapter 5, there's this kind of this apex of Jesus' teaching ministry where he's really popular with the people. Everyone's kind of found out, okay, he's healed people, so now let's all go and see if we can get him to heal us and teach us. And people are just bombarding the areas where he's at. Well, it says that at this time frame, there's actually a moment where he gets up early in the morning, he goes to the desolate place, and he just is alone with the Father. He just spends time just praying to God. And man, I think we don't realize that that is such a needed thing for us. You know, people in ages past, they didn't have the continual stimulation that we did. But man, it is so important to be able to take steps out. For us, I think even just being outside at moments and being like, hey, God, this is you who's created all of this. You know, the psalmist said, the heavens declare the majesty and the glory of God. And when we're able to be outside and see what God's made, sometimes it helps me to put things back in perspective and being like, you know, things are a little bit challenging right now. Things are kind of wild outside there. And at the same time, God, this is who you are. And God, you're the same God that created everything, and you're the same God that is with me today. So silence and solitude, just moments of that, is so important. Thirdly, is prayer and lament. Now, I think most of us, when things are challenging, if you're like me, you like to fix things, right? So as soon as something happens, you're like, all right, well, let's figure out a plan to fix this. And yet, the things that we're going through in this season, they're not that quick to be able to fix, right? There's so many things that are going on. There's so many things that are outside of our control. And yet, scripture tells us that we can be joyful in the midst of it. Now, it's not just some type of wishful thinking to be able to be joyful in the midst of it, but rather, scripture says, hey, you know, the reason why you can is because God's with you, right? Paul says inside Philippians 4, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication, right? You're basically to instead of worrying, you're to pray about everything, thank God for what he's done, and then ask him for what you need. And that is so key and so important, because when things are out of our control, we begin to desire to worry. We begin to kind of just feel like, oh man, this is out of my control. I don't know what's gonna happen. And yet prayer refocuses again just this energy where we're using, where it's refocusing us up back on God, where, hey, God, you are in control. God, you are with me. God, you are good. And so that's one element of prayer, but an element of prayer that's been really helpful for me as well is something that the Bible would call a lament. Now, if I were to give a definition to it, just a simple one, it would be basically you having a very real conversation with God, with everything that is going on, with all of your questions, with all of the challenges that are going on, and at the same time, you're remembering who God is. Actually, a third of the Psalms are Psalms of lament, where the psalmist is saying, God, this is what is going on. I don't even understand exactly why this is the way that it is, or I don't understand how this could be if you were in control. And he brings those things to God. And yet God actually says, hey, that's all right. Man, I understand where you're at. And he reminds him of his faithfulness. Now, Jesus, actually on the cross, we see him recite Psalm 22, which is a psalm of lament. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? So we're given this example where we're not bringing complaints to God, but we're saying, God, this is the challenge that we're facing. These are the hardships. And God, I know that you're faithful, but God, help me to see that in this season. And what a helpful thing that is. You know, for our relationship with the Lord, we don't have to pretend, but we're able to be with God in the reality of who we are. And the opportunity to bring it before God actually changes us as we're, again, reminded of who God is, right? So we have the importance of God's word. We understand who God is. We understand what he's done. We understand his character, his power. We understand all those different things through his word. We said, man, silence and solitude is important because you're able to reflect on the fact of who he is. And then lastly, lament and prayer, because you're able to go to God because of who he is. And so all these things have been so helpful for me, for my family, to be able to navigate this season, as there are so many just things that are outside of our control, that are so many things that are really big that are going on out there. And yet, in the midst of it, I have this promise that I get to cling to in the beginning that we mentioned in Hebrews 13, that God's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. And because of who Scripture tells us he is, that's something that we can cling to. That's something that we can find rest in. And that's something that we can know that he is faithful to make good on. So my encouragement for today is to walk out in the reality that God is with you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And spend time just meditating on that. Spend time with him and trust that that's a promise you could cling to. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for the reality of God, you being with us. Lord, your word tells us that when we came to you, Lord, when we trusted you, God, you've sent your spirit to live inside of us, God, and you're never going to leave us. You're never going to forsake us, Lord. You're not even going to change the way that you think about us because of, Lord, what you've done. Lord, we're now seen as your kids. And so, God, thank you for the ability to rest as your kids, Lord, knowing, God, that you are our Father and you're with us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.